What is the happiest day of the year? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, director of the Instant Illumination Program. What is the happiest day of the year? Can you imagine what the happiest day of the year is? Can you dream what might be the happiest day of the year? Well, I like to think the happiest day of the year is Mother's Day. The day that we recognize how wonderful our mommies are. We recognize how wonderful our mommies are, whether our mommies are 179 years old or they're just in their 30s or 20s or 30s or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what year our mummies are. They are the greatest people on earth. Now, why is a mummy the greatest person on earth? Well, the mummy, in my family at least, instantly cared about all of us kids. There are five of us. Five kids. Can you imagine that? Some families have more, some families have less. But five kids, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, now. So, mommy cares about five kids. Now, how can she care about five kids when she has so many to take care of? She has so many to love, to tend, to bring up, and to be loving to. How can she do that? And how can she do it if she has more than one? If she has two, she's got to divide her lovingness into two, and she's got to divide it into three, and five, and 11. Oh, some families are quite large, yes. And yet, the larger the family, the more love there seems to be. The larger the family, the more love there seems to be, because there's enough love for everyone to feel that mommy has a special love just for them. Mommy has a special word, a special thought, a special attitude, a special gift just for each of the children in the family. It seems impossible that mommy could have special attention for each of the children, but she does. She knows each child and what they'd like to do, and she helps them with their dreams and with their goals. And when she talks to the family and she talks to the children, she talks to all the children at once, oftentimes, and she says, "Now you kids are special. You kids come from a family here that knows only love, unconditional love. And we share that unconditional love with each other. We got lots of practice to do, lots of kids to practice on. And we share that unconditional love and we share it around. Now, every time I share unconditional love with one of you, you go and share it with the others, and the others share it with the others, and pretty soon everybody has shared the unconditional love I shared with the one. And so then I go on to another or another, and I don't think of going on to another. It's just whenever you come up in my heart, I just giggle with laughter. Whenever you come up with my heart, I have that unconditional love of my heart that says, you're the greatest. And then all of you, each individually, come up in my heart. And you do. And I say, oh, you're so wonderful. Now, that's how the mommy in my family was. We had five kids and we had a wonderful life. We had lots of problems and we had lots of glories. We had lots of wonderful experiences because we made them that way. Every adventure was an adventure, truly an adventure of joy, an adventure of happiness, an adventure of doing good things. Oh, the neighbor kids might come over and want to pick on us at some times, but the whole family would join together as a great bond and say, no one can touch us. And pretty soon, the neighbor kids who were trying to pick on us or trying to do something, they wanted to be part of our family. They wanted to be part of this unconditional loving circle. This circle of mother love, of unconditional love, that made everything always seem right. And you know, whenever I talk to the other kids in the neighborhood, and I tell them just a little thing now and then that mom does, they say, oh, I wish my mom would do that. And then we say to them, as our mom taught us, look and see if maybe you'd missed it. Maybe your mom really did do something like just like that, or maybe a little different in her own special way, and because you guys are special, different kids, and you're wonderful. And then they would think about it, and they'd say, oh, she did. She does that so often, I didn't pay attention anymore. It's her nature to do that, and I wasn't even thinking. I only hear your story, and it sounds so good, and it sounds so now, that I think that my mom should do that. And not realizing it, that she'd been doing it all along. Oh, moms are like that. Mothers are like that. They are doing it all along. I made a comment to a young man in a letter the other day, and I read it to Henry. Henry's visiting us from Florida. And as I read it to Henry, Henry said, hey, that sounds just like a Jewish mama. And I said, oh, really? What's that? Oh, giving advice with a smile on your face. Giving advice without letting them know that you're really giving advice, but offering them suggestions for living a happier, more complete and full life. Yeah, that's true. That's true. If that's the way the Jewish mommies do it, they are certainly lucky kids raised by them. And yet, if we look at our own mommies, we'll find that they're doing that too. Everyone does it in their own special, unique way, designed specially for that child, that person, that life, that world, and only mommies seem to be able to do that. I oftentimes give my mother a Mother's Day gift, nothing special, at least as I don't think it is. I get some flowers or I don't know what I do. I'm not a great gift giver, but I do nice things. I think of what she'd like to have done. I think how she'd like to have the furniture dusted within an inch of its life. How she'd like to have furniture polished on all the furniture, so all the furniture beams and sparkles. And I visited Aunt Gussie one summer. I was at her lake cottage, and Aunt Gussie taught me how to polish all of her furniture. Oh, she taught me good. And she says, I'm going to teach you something that you're going to have for all of your life. And she said, now, I want you to polish each piece of furniture as though it was the most loving thing in the world. And it was very special. And it was, and as though it's yours. And you're going to have this all of your life. And it's going to be so beautiful. You want it to shine and sparkle. You want every speck of dust on it to be gone. You want it to be just glowing. Well, she had a dining room table that had old legs that were sort of fluted out and all sorts of stuff and all sorts of indentations in it. And it was a lot of work. And you had to really do it with your fingers and go into each one of those indentations and get them all sparkling. Boom. I sparkled her table at least 8 times that summer, along with all the other furniture. And that table, I will never forget. In my mind, that table is my table. That table is in my heart. That table is in my heart because I gave it so much of my love. And Aunt Gussie, every time I'd finish doing the table especially, the rest of the furniture she appreciated too, but the table especially, she'd come up to me and she'd say, you deserve a treat. You deserve a treat. You put love on that table. I could just see that love sparkling off that table. And I felt so good. Well, I thought if Aunt Gussie liked it, Mom sure would love it. And so when I came home from that summer at the lake cottage with Aunt Gussie and Uncle Bill, I went to Mom's tables. And I didn't say anything about it. But I went to all the furniture in the house. All the furniture, in all the rooms, when everybody wasn't home, and I was home all alone, and I polished, and I polished, and I polished, and I cleaned, and it needed it. It needed it. It hadn't had a lot of love with all the kids, and all the action, and all the business, and all the busyness going on around it. It got very dirty and very scuffed and very uncared for. Well, I did that. The whole family would be gone for an afternoon, and I'd be home alone. And I would go from every piece of furniture and polish it and polish it and polish and not say anything, because I knew, Mom knew. I knew that she knew that I was doing that for her, because whenever she came home after being gone for an afternoon, and she'd say, "Well, what did you do this afternoon?" And I said, "Oh, just fooling around." And she says, "Yeah." And then she'd look at the table and say, that's nice fooling around. I really appreciate that. Thank you." Well, now, I did it for her. But it was my table, my furniture, just as much as it was hers. So every gift I give to my mom, I'm giving it to myself too. And everything I'm doing for my mom, I'm doing it for myself. Now, if I'm doing it for myself, I don't make a lick and a promise. I make it absolutely beautiful. I rub the living daylights out of everything that I do, out of every piece of furniture. And oftentimes, I'm sitting at the table, and Ellen will often mention, she'll say, "You know, Herb, you're just like my husband." And I say, "Well, what is that?" "Well, he can't seem to sit at the table and talk without polishing something there, without polishing some of the silverware, without polishing this or that. But you're just like him, cleaning up the salt shakers or cleaning up the various condiment devices. You're wonderful. You're wonderful." And I said, "Oh, so you noticed that your husband Elias did that?" "Oh, yes, he did that. He did it." And you know, he didn't say a thing about it. He just did. He didn't say, "You're a bad housekeeper having dirty things here." He just took it and polished it and cleaned it up, because we had time. We were sitting around talking, and he was sharing his love by making my household more beautiful. And in the same light, it was his household too. And he showed me that he delighted in our household. We delight in our household as children when we tune up our own family's house. We delight in our household as mothers when we do little things that mother might do, but we do it with our love. We do it with our caringness, not with our saying, "What a good boy am I, I stuck in my thumb and pulled out a plum." No way. We do it with unconditional love. We don't want any response. We don't want any credit. We just do it because it's a joy. And that we can do every Mother's Day. And if we do it every Mother's Day, wow, what great and wonderful things will happen in our life. I'll never forget Aunt Gussie. I'll never forget my mom. I'll never forget the wonderful home that we had as we grew up. And I'll never forget how my wife was a mother to our son. And we have the greatest, most super son in the whole world. Everyone tells us that. And of course they don't have to tell us that, because we know that. We know that our son is wonderful. Every mom looks past all the little growing pains that sons and daughters have and unconditionally loves them in every way. And when children wake up and unconditionally love their parents, as they truly do, but they aren't always aware of it, then they too will have a Mother's Day as I do, as one of the happiest days of the year. Because it's a day of special, special attention to our moms and the moms in our world. Have you gone up and hugged and kissed and tickled your mom or somebody's mom? You can do it in your heart or you can do it in your body. It doesn't matter. But do it, because today is Mother's Day. and a time for saying to all the mothers, would-be mothers, or all the ladies of the world, thank you for being here. You made the world so much more brightly illumined just for me. And I thank you because I love you. I love you. I love you.